This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
We're the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast.
We're a bunch of local young people who have lots to say, stories to tell and stuff to promote.
All from right here in Greater Green Island on ORFM.
Hello everybody and welcome to episode 24 of our podcast. My name is Christopher and alongside me is Lily, Esme and Bree. We're your hosts today on behalf of the Youth Action Group. How about we do a round of introducing ourselves and saying what we've enjoyed so far this year?
Hi team, my name is Bree. I'm 22 years old and I don't go to school anymore, but my favourite thing I've enjoyed this year is I was just on holiday in Auckland. Well, I wasn't really on holiday, I was at a course, but it was really nice and the weather was really nice. And I got to see friends who I haven't seen for ages because all your friends, or a lot of my friends have moved away now, so that was really cool. How about you, Esme?
Hi, my name's Esme. I'm 13 years old. I go to Queens and my favourite thing I've done this year is probably get into the musical.
Nice.
The musical practices, stuff like that.
Hi, I'm Lily. I'm 14 years old and I also go to Queens. And probably the coolest thing about this year so far is all the new friends that I've made. It's really cool.
That's cool, yeah.
My name is Christopher. I'm 11 years old and I go to Fairfield School. Oh, no, I'm 12 years old, actually. I'm still getting on with it. Probably my favourite part of this year is kind of getting to school, but not being bored on the weekend.
Nice. Why are you not bored on the weekend?
Because it's kind of been raining, can't go outside. So I was boring.
Okay. Yep. Nice. Shall we get on with our new segment? I'm going to use the game segment, but so take a listen.
Welcome to our new segment called Complete Gibberish, where I say either a line from Eminem's song or I say complete gibberish. It is your job to determine if it's Eminem or gibberish. Okay, lyric gibberish one is. So,
Christopher has just set up a bunch of Eminem / gibberish things for us, so we're gonna ready to hear some things. Are you guys onto it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna do a small part of the lyrics, like two lines.
And we have to guess if it's real or not real. Yep, okay.
I'm jabbing and stranger with daggers and grammar. I'm harm with caves.
Eminem song.
Are you 100% certain?
Well, don't take my answer, guys. Choose whatever you
want. I
don't
know. I don't listen to many Eminem songs, or if I do, I just know the choruses. I'm going to go with Esme and go, yeah.
Me too.
It was gibberish.
Dang it, guys. It's like, okay. That is, yep. Wait, I'm going to use this today. That's the wrong way. No, that is. Rips.
I'm fine in the next one.
Yep. So do you listen to much Eminem as well?
Yeah. Most of the time, I don't know the words and just go... But yeah.
Fear. Mm. Yep. My rap songs just are like Nicki Minaj. Do you listen to rap, Lily?
Meh.
A little bit. Nice.
I'm still trying to find it.
I only got like 5 songs of Eminem on my playlist, though. Because I don't listen to all his songs, but I like his songs.
Yeah. No, that's fair. I feel like that's how I am with most artists, though.
Don't have a whole bunch of our songs.
Yeah. Do you got one up, Christopher, for us?
Nope, not yet.
Okay. Have you listened to much Eminem then, Lily? Like,
yeah. Got it.
Okay. Nice.
Next one is looking if you had one shot or one opportunity to seize everything you've ever wanted.
Eminem song.
Yes. Eminem song.
Lose yourself.
Lose yourself. That is the one. Yep.
Eminem.
Nice. Yep. Okay, we got that, team.
Did we?
Wait, that's true, right, Christopher?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Yes. I was like, that sounds like something I've sung before. You better lose yourself
in the music moment. That's a funny number one.
Can you rap it for us, Ismay?
Oh, no. I only know a little bit of that song.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like people surely know a little bit of that.
I know the start. I know the start a little bit.
Mm. Can you do it for us?
No.
Dang it. I only know that bit that you said before, but you gotta lose yourself in the moment. Na 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 na, never let it go. You only got one shot.
I don't know it.
Yeah, that's all I know. Da 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 da. This opportunity is once in a lifetime. You better move to the na 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 na. Yeah, no, that's all I got.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on Eminem, Christopher? Is it your favorite artist?
Yeah, it is, and then it's probably Eminem, Ed Sheeran, and then the person that does every song with a ukulele. Forgot what his name was.
I don't really know who you're talking about.
I don't have a favorite artist, but I do have like 5 favorite songs.
What's your favorite songs?
Boys Will Be Bugs. Boys Don't Cry. It's a good song. Creep, Cupid's Chokehold, and Dirty Little Secret. Top 5 favorite songs.
Got one.
Oh, sure, Christopher.
Yeah, I know sometimes things that may not be always make sense if you're right now.
Eminem song, Hush. I don't know the name of it.
Mockingbird.
I have to sing the song to get the name of it.
You guys actually are pretty good at Eminem songs, then.
I got to sing it to figure out the name of it.
Team peer of you two are pretty dang good.
Was Eminem.
Was Eminem nice? Yep. Do we got one more, Christopher?
It's going to take a bit.
Okay. What's your favourite songs in Lily? Don't got any?
No, not really.
Not really? I'm trying to think of mine, but I feel like I never have, favourite songs. I just have, my liked songs on Spotify. Honestly, actually, what have I got most likes recently? I'll take a look for you. Just wait for Christopher to do the thing. At the moment, mine is Take My Mind by Wiz the MC and then Bees and Honey. Yeah, I don't even know who
I think my top listened song on Spotify is probably Boys Will Be Bugs. Do you guys know that song?
No.
No.
It's a really good song. I recommend it.
At the moment, my friends and me have, this app called Superfan. And, you have, this group chat and then you can see who's, been listening to the most and, all these, different categories. It's so fun. It's like a social media app, but for
sounds cool.
Spotify vibes. Do you have a thing for us, Christopher?
Yes.
This is our last one, team.
Yep. Skibbity Slim Shady Wibber Wobber Click Click.
Yes.
Gibberish.
No. Gibberish. Oh, no. Yep.
Gibberish. What was that for?
I see gibberish. I see gibberish.
It was gibberish.
It doesn't sound like the Slim Shady song. It's kind of hard. I know all the words to that song, but
I don't, team.
Okay. So,
definitely not that.
That was complete gibberish featuring Eminem. P.S. If you have any tips to earn money quickly for the tickets to the next concert, let me know.
Welcome to Finish That Lyrics, the ultimate lyric challenge. We drop a line from a hit song and someone's got to finish it. No Googling, no guessing the lyrics. That sounds right. Only the real thing counts. Let's see who really knows that bops. So wait, are you playing it?
Yep, I've got some finisher lyrics for you guys, and it's going to be 1-on-1 to see who is winning. Okay,
I have to be good at this.
So I'm gonna write people's names here, and then whoever gets it is going to get a point. Okay, first up, I'm working late because I'm a
singer. Oh, he looks so cute. Wrap around my finger.
Okay. Ismay got most of it. You guys are going to have to get more than, the one word. It's got to be at least 3. Okay, next one. It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. at
tea time. Everyone agrees. I stare directly in
the
sun.
Okay, paper, scissors, rock between Lily and Esme. Go.
Paper, scissors, rock.
Okay, Esme, this is round two. Okay. Okay, here's one. Why you gotta be so rude? Don't you know I'm
human too? Why you gotta be so rude?
There it is.
Rude.
Need more than two things. Esme, nice. Numbers. Okay. Next one. Okay, let's find one. Baby, you're a firework. Come and show them what you're...
Baby, what you're worth.
Make them go
I feel like Lily got most of that before Esme shot okay. Lily.
No, just
okay, Christopher, you're slacking.
Yeah, well, you're picking songs that I don't know.
That's rough. I'm picking ones that everyone knows.
Okay. I don't.
I got my head out the sunroof. I'm blasting out favourite.
Tunes.
Sunshine, you're more than a sunshine in my...
Is that
similar? It's close.
I got my head in the sunroof. I'm listening to...
That's all I know, but I don't know the words.
I only got one thing on my mind.
I'm going to go between these two papers. This is rock.
Yeah, like, I don't know that song. That's I only know, like, one word.
Christopher wins one. Nice.
Are you okay?
Okay. Okay. I got 99 problems, but you ain't one.
What is that song?
Oh, wait.
Don't know.
Okay, no, I messed that one up. Sorry. We're going to move along to the next one. Here's okay. one. I'm on top of the world, hey. I'm on top of the world, hey.
I know the song. I know the song, but I don't know the rest of the lyrics.
Okay. No one's got that? Okay, it's waiting on this for a while now, paying my dues to the dirt.
Oh my gosh, I know that song.
Okay, what if, here's an easy one, hopefully, that everyone was going to know. Sweet Caroline, ba ba ba.
Good times never seem so good. I've been crying, ba ba ba, to believe in devil.
Paper, scissors, rock between Esme and Christopher.
Paper, scissors, rock.
Esme on four. Okay.
Oh my God.
Here is another one. To tato mina iwi.
I think we all deserve a point for that.
I think so.
That was really good.
That was, good team.
That was top notch.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, we have to keep going.
I don't know Kapa Haka, but I don't do Kapa Haka, but okay. I know it good.
Here is one more. I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going to
ride until I can no more. I've got the horses in the bag.
Nice. That was all you needed. Started going. Okay, nice job, team. I think you guys ended up being basically one team at the end of there. But Esme did take it with 5 points. Shot Esme. Okay.
I'm too good.
Classes in session. Welcome to Meme School. This is the segment where young people become the teachers, breaking down the meaning and history of the memes confusing your mum, your grandparents, and that one teacher who still thinks Facebook is sus.
And also Brie. Because I don't know all these memes.
Neither.
So
I'm with you.
Yeah. So who are we going to start off with?
I'll go.
Chocolate.
So my meme is the Usher speed face.
What is that?
So it's basically a YouTuber that does, like, live streams and videos. He's the biggest live streamer in the world, I think, or just in America. It's basically where somebody does something bad or weird, and he basically closes his eyes and then goes, oh, I don't know.
Kissy lips.
Yeah.
Squeezes his eyes shut and kissy lips.
Oh, I think I have seen that one.
Yeah, my mouth's kind of homeless.
And he tries not to laugh. And he tries not to laugh.
That's what the kid says.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah, I get you. I get you.
Another person's like, Speed, why are you laughing?
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Nice.
Okay. Cool, I might go next.
Yeah.
So the meme I have is Bad Luck Brian.
Mm. What is that? I have no idea what that is.
I searched it up and it came up with, like, pictures.
It came up with a picture. Yeah. Okay. So basically, it was just a school photo, and then I'm pretty sure someone turned it into a meme. I don't know the whole lore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I watched this short video. It's basically when he was in, like, it was, like, in 2013, I think, and they went to a new year. And it was, don't know, really.
Okay, well, okay. I don't know any memes, so I'm just going to guess one. Hopefully this is a meme. What did she say? It's like when when someone says something weird or something like that. Am I right?
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yep.
Ooh.
Or suspicious or like inappropriate. Say?
Yeah.
And then they say like, what did she say?
What did she say? Yeah, no, I think I've seen that one around.
I'm so cool.
See, I feel like I've, like, grown up in a slightly different generation. Do you want to hear some of the memes that you probably know about that I heard when I was younger? I mean, you've got Damn Daniel.
Yes.
I know that one.
Yeah.
They're hitting him with the Vans. Yep. You've got, I feel like another big one was the Mannequin Challenge. Have you heard of that one?
No.
Oh, my gosh, this was so cool when I was your guys' age. When I was like in intermediate year 9 vibes, everyone you'd stand still, and you'd have one person. Everyone would like freeze like a mannequin. You'd have one person go around, and then just like filming everyone, and everyone would stay still. And it was like Black Beatles in the city. Anyway, and it would just be there, and everyone would be frozen, and it was cool.
Yeah, I see TikToks like that all the time.
Yeah,
so I think it came kind of back into style recently because there was a whole, like, 2016 resurgence thing. And then, then there was also, like, Running Man Challenge. Have you seen that one?
I think so, but I don't really know. So maybe explain it.
That one is, I mean, it's hard to do without doing it, but it's just, like, people would just go and be, like, Running Man and do, like, this dance. So shuffle walk thing.
Oh, the Running Man dance.
Yeah, Running Man dance.
I know that.
So that was a big thing everyone did, that and Mannequin Challenge when I was that age.
Oh, have you seen the one where, like, these people holding the casket and they're doing the dance?
Yeah.
Yep.
That one's a classic.
That's so
cool. I'm so uncultured, teamed. But yeah, those were some ones that I was, were big when I was younger. Yeah. That's pretty cool, team.
And that's today's lesson from Meme School. Congratulations. You're now officially one step closer to being fluent in internet.
Yeah. So I thought it'd be really cool if we just, also while we're here, just talk about how school's going, guys. Because, I mean, it's a big part of your lives. So we got anything interesting happening? I mean, I got Christopher. I know that Eli's doing something pretty cool at school at the moment.
So in school at my school, Fairfield, Eli, another worker at YAG, we've been doing like a gardening group at the school garden. So we've basically been clearing out like the greenhouse because it's full of like long grass and everything. Then we're going to get some like, do you know those like school bins kind of, the red ones?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
We've cut those in half and then put holes in the bottom. We're going to do like grow things in them. And then probably close to the end of the term or year, we're going to do a potato growing competition with the whole school. So people in the group will be selected like two classrooms and we'll be the leaders for them.
Cool. Yeah. Do you have any potato tips for us yet? Do you know much about the potatoes?
Nope.
I guess that's further in the year you'll be
just
looking at.
Be in the right season.
Yeah. Also, it's not the right season for potatoes yet.
Don't think so.
Yeah. Well, maybe Christopher's going to come back one day and be an expert in potato growing.
You know, one of my teachers told me today that a potato is part of the nightshade family. That's why you can't eat green potatoes.
Interesting. Great stuff. Do you have any fun stuff happening with you?
Oh, yeah. So I think you guys already know this, but I'm in the musical and I'm a Emerald City person and a crow. So happy about that.
I'm guessing you're doing Wizard of Oz then.
Yes, we are. It's going to be so amazing, and it's really funny, the scenes I'm in. Well, the Emerald City scene. Don't know about the Crow one. And what else?
When is it happening? Like, when's the show?
4 or 5 weeks. I don't really know because I don't really check that stuff.
So I probably, check when couple, probably about 3 weeks from this episode date coming out?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, probably, actually. And today we had the cross country. That's why I'm in purple jumpsuit.
Nice. And how was like that? Where do you guys do cross country?
Oh.
We had to walk there.
Yeah, that's all I know. We had to walk there.
Is it Kettle Park?
Near the beach? Yeah, I think so.
And there's like
so,
big
yeah.
rugby posts?
Yes, it is that place.
I've done cross country there before.
It was actually kind of fun. I just like jogged and walk or run.
Nice. I walked. It took so long.
See, my thing with cross countries is the faster you run, the least time you're running for it, and the faster it's over. So I'd run fast so I didn't have to be running for long.
I only run fast at the end, otherwise I get a massive stitch and then I'll be running like this.
Yeah, fair. Running with your hands above your head. How about you, Lily?
I have nothing. She said it all.
Sorry, nothing to add.
Yeah.
Just the horrors of a... What's it? The run thing.
What about your options? You could tell.
Yeah, anything cool subjects options at school? Nah. Got nothing.
Oh, I have another thing.
Okay, go.
I recently found out that there's cranberries at my school, Queens, and so every time I walk in from an entrance from the bus stop, I always pick a couple and eat it. Because why not?
I feel that is, you know what, it's good that they're cranberries and they're not some random, like, poison berry.
They're cranberries.
Were you sure?
I'm positive.
You're positive, okay. Because
absolutely
just,
positive.
I would just like to say, team, if you find random berries in the wild, do not eat them. Because, and if you know what, Esme, if you die one day from random berries, we'll be like, oh,
we saw it coming. I also pick blackberries when I used to walk to Big Rock. I used to pick blackberries off the blackberry vines.
Yeah, I actually, on the walk to my friend's house, there was like wild blackberry bushes and we'd pick them and it's so good. So good.
I'm still alive and I pick wild berries all the time. Don't recommend it, but, you know, I do it all the time.
Make sure you know what they are too.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So, yeah. I guess it's us nearing close to the end of this episode. Yeah. So, yeah, any last closing thoughts, remarks from any of you guys?
Nope.
Nah.
I wonder, I'm thinking, this one actually might come out right when we're about to end YAG.
Oh,
so that's pretty...
That's sad.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the end for Youth Action Group, but it's a bit of restructuring, which is an interesting word, of like, we're going to be changing how we do it. So for people around the next 2 to 4 weeks of podcasting, the next month, things might be looking a little different around here for our next podcast. So these are some of our final ones, so... Yeah, it's pretty sad, eh? But some cool changes, potentially. Yeah? Okay. So, if you want to get in touch with us, check us out on TikTok. Our account name is Fiako. That is Whehako on TikTok.
That's us for this episode. Thanks for hanging out with us. Whether you laughed, learned something, or just listened in awkward silence, we appreciate you.
Make sure to follow the podcast so you don't miss what's coming up next. And if you know a local legend or have an idea for a segment, hit us up. You'll hear from us next in a fortnight. See ya.
That's us for another episode of the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast here on ORFM.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to tell your mates, your dog
and your nan.
Catch you next time.
Ka kite.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.